Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you had an incredible extended weekend celebrating Labor Day. Now, I know Labor Day celebrates union holidays. We reject all that, but we do celebrate any time we can make America great and any time we can celebrate the greatness of America. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This is indeed the broadcast for September the 5th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. Hey, Kurt, you know who this is?
Steely Dan, Sam.
Yeah, rock and roll. Kurt nailed it. Do you know why we're playing Steely Dan tunes, Kurt?
Did somebody from Steely Dan kick the bucket?
Yes, sir. You ought to be a little more kind than that.
Sorry. Beg your pardon.
All right. Yeah, he says he's just growing old. Well, he grew too old. Died at 67. Do you know who we're talking about, Kurt?
Somebody from Steely Dan.
Walter Becker, Kurt. You don't know?
All right.
You're not up on that? We can play Josie, too. Remember this tune?
Yes.
Yeah, very well-known music there, folks, for a lot of you. Kind of a mixture between jazz, rock and roll, and I don't know what else. Kind of cool sounding tunes, if you ask me. There you go. I guess he died at 67 years old. And what's that other guy's name? Those guys, Myron Fagan. Is that his name, Kurt?
That sounds right.
All right, Walter Becker, Myron Fagan. Myron says he's going to continue the Steely Dan tunes. I guess the band broke up years ago. They got together in the 60s. Well, they made friends in the 60s in college and then got together in, what, the early 70s and that kind of thing. Broke up for a while, came back together in 93. Kind of a little bit of trivia there for you. Well-known tunes for these guys, though. So good. She's the pride of the neighborhood. She's the raw flame, the live wire. She prays like a woman with her eyes on fire. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Steely Dan, another rock and roll legend, passes away. And there you have that. Thought we'd start out with that. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. Like most broadcasters, I should say, unlike most broadcasters, we were simply live yesterday. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We talked about President Donald Trump signed a declaration Friday, making Sunday a national day of prayer, just like Sam Bushman asked him to. Good for the Donald. Following the leadership of the governor of Texas, Mr. Governor Abbott, making a day of prayer as well. Good for the leadership in America. We talked about J.J. Watt and his Harvey fundraiser over $18.5 million. We talked about Dell pledges $36 million. We talked about Trump then asking Congress for nearly $8 billion, which we reject for the rescue effort. We don't need Congress raising money, spending our own money. But we talked about if each representative were to take their own money and do it, they could do it relatively easily, right? Well, it was like $1,500 a representative, Kurt. Is that what it was? Something like that? $1,800 in that range?
It was about $15,000 the way I
remember. $15,000. Sorry, not 100. Yeah, 1,000. Good point. All right, anyway, around $15,000 a person, they could do it, no problem. J.J. Watt put in $100,000. Most of the congressmen and senators are quite wealthy folks, and if they're not when they start out, they sure are when they leave. Governor Abbott says Texas may need $180 billion to recover. Davy Crockett, not yours to give. The solution, ladies and gentlemen, is charity, not forced welfare. We talked about the Salt Lake City nurse that was arrested for following the law. Officer Jeff Payne got belligerent when he was at the University Hospital in Salt Lake City, and he literally went after the nurse in a hostile way and arrested her. The unconscious patient, according to the law, ladies and gentlemen, could not give consent. He was not under arrest, and the cops did not have an electronic warrant of any kind. The cop flat out of control, just highlighting the police brutality, and the cops wonder why we dislike them so much. Now, I believe in appropriate police work, ladies and gentlemen, and I've supported the police through our efforts at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, the CSPOA, for a long time. So I'm not anti-cops. But look, when the cops get out of control like this, folks, it's got to stop. All it's doing is driving an unnecessary wedge between the people and their servants known as the police, who often just get ran off the rails when it comes to power-hungry belligerents. And this guy just thought, I got the power, you don't. I got the gun, you don't. I'm going to take matters into my own hands. Be darned the law. Jeff, you're a pain, sir, and you ought to be fired. And we ought to set a serious example. We ought to let the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association roll in there and train the Salt Lake police that obviously don't get it, do they? The second hour, we talked about the president to end this DACA. We're talking about illegal immigrants here as young people. What do you do with them? Well, the president will decide, supposedly at 11 Eastern, right after Liberty Roundtable Live gets off the air today. I pray a gentle hand here. We can't put everybody in the same lump. Violent criminal illegals are different than somebody who came here as a child, who may be illegal but to no fault of their own. This is the land they know. They grew up here. We cannot pretend that all illegal immigration is the same. There's a big difference between somebody who came here as a child versus a violent criminal. All right, we talked about violence by Antifa starting to become a mainstream discussion. They're finally starting to cover it. We talked about Antifa doesn't want you to see their faces. The cops are now forcing them to remove their masks, and they're all freaking out. Government school teachers, in many cases, are behind the leading far-left militant group known as Antifa. And the Antifa network that is creating domestic acts of terror, folks. The FBI and the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, running around saying, beware, there's going to be more Antifa violence. Well, then, cops, you better step it up and do your job for a change. Instead of pulling me over and giving me a speeding ticket for something goofy, or arresting nurses in hospitals, doing their job, obeying the law, why don't you get out and stop Antifa? See, Antifa has been violent against the streets, beating people up, using weapons against people, and the cops stand down and do nothing. What's going on around here? By the way, there's a quiet exodus from mass schooling going on as well. Folks are sick of the government schools because a government teacher can't even handle Make America Great Again t-shirts, forcing students to take off those shirts or turn them inside out. Teachers out of control. The school administrators are now apologizing to parents. Look, this tyranny against free speech and free thought and free association has got to stop. By the way, we talked about a fantastic flash mob highlighted by our buddies over at LouRockwell.com. It was a Russian supermarket flash mob, but it was incredible. Spontaneous dancing and celebrating and good times, just showing the people of Russia are just like we are. Governments might be out of control, no doubt, but the good people of Russia, good, honest people, like most folks around the world. We talked about this Fort Bend County Sheriff. His name is Troy Niels. He says, hey, man, if you looters run around and get belligerent in our county down here in Houston, you know what? You might leave in a body bag. We don't believe in your game playing here. You come and start to rape and pillage and plunder and steal, and you might just get killed. Don't do it. People are armed around here. We're not going to sit down. We're not going to take it lying down. We're not doing that. The sheriff's spot on, and I hope people get a clue so no one more has to die. There's already been too much death and destruction. By the way, the witch hunt against Donald Trump still continues. Robert Mueller is now working with the IRS Criminal Investigation Division, which specializes in tax evasion and other financial crimes. Now, I'm telling you right now, Donald, if you don't drain the swamp quick, brother, they're going to sick the IRS on you. And once they do that, you're done. Trust you me, the IRS is an evil bunch of weaponized bureaucrats that are unconstitutional and absolutely judge, jury, and executioner. They're out of control. All right, we talked about this lady. She's a Muslim lady. She ran a $1.7 million beauty business while raising her fourteen children and homeschooling them in America at the same time. So even the Muslims aren't all your enemies, folks. Good people standing together for America everywhere.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Every day I wake up, it's almost like a battle. It's like, well, you know, I could do this today. I could go get drunk.
I don't like beer. I'm an alcoholic because I can't, you know, stop drinking because it alters my mind, but I don't like alcohol.
And I had to keep telling myself that, you know, this is okay. Everybody does this. My whole life was just a big lie.
I can't control if I do take that drink because I'm an addict and I can't.
I admit it's messed me up.
I don't have a very good memory. I have a hard time remembering things when I learn them.
I can't concentrate on one thing for more than 5 or 10 minutes. You have fun until you hit rock bottom and it's not fun anymore.
I remember sitting in assemblies about drugs and I thought, that's never going to happen to me. I'm never going to be like those kids. But here I am.
The choices that you make are choices you're going to have to live with.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
A little bit of a sick irony. We play an against alcohol commercial telling you how destructive it is in your life. We ended yesterday's show with this alcohol story. They call it Bruise and Bibles. It looks like alcohol-laden church services grow in popularity, writes Joshua Gill. I guess they're bringing the Word of God to bars. And again, it's a little bit of a mixed bag, but I would say anytime we can share the gospel of Christ with anybody, let's do it. Very strange stuff. But anyway, they say alcohol-laden churches are gaining in popularity. They're literally taking the church straight to the bar. So creative, to say the least. Word of God, good. But I'm a little bit concerned that, you know, too much alcohol be a-flowing, not enough church be a-showing. Just my opinion, but I'm grateful for any time we can share the gospel of Christ anywhere to anybody. And I testify he lives. And I testify he is the author of our liberty and the solutions to the problems we face today. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. Still available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Kurt's with me. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you had a delightful weekend, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Kurt, the buzzword is Irma. Irma is now a category storm. It's expected to strengthen as it plows through the Caribbean, or Caribbean, if you prefer. And its final target, they say, is still unknown. But Florida's Governor Rick Scott has already declared a state of emergency in all 67 counties in the state of Florida. And so they don't know exactly where it's going to land, but they say it's going to be hitting what, Puerto Rico on Wednesday, that kind of stuff. It's just another hurricane right on the heels. They say it could be Florida that gets hit, could be some of the Carolinas, don't know. Everybody's kind of buttoning down the hatches and kind of holding on to see what happens here. Right on the heels of Harvey. Kind of rough, Kurt. Any thoughts on this?
One thing that's interesting to me that I probably didn't learn till I was quite a bit older was they name these hurricanes, you know, in alphabetical order. Now, I don't know exactly why they're on the H and now I already this year, but maybe somewhere in the world have had some hurricanes starting. You know, as far as I know, they start each year at the A's and then they're, you know, they go from there.
So they're already on the H's?
Well, Irma is I, so we had Harvey, you know, in down in Texas, and now we got I for Irma.
So it's like the eighth storm of the season already. The first seven weren't too bad, or else we don't even know their names, right?
Well, I didn't hear about them anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I heard about a couple of them that never, you know, amounted to much or whatever, tropical storms swirling out there and never kind of coming in for the hit. Now, the only thing I would say about this, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not saying that the people of Florida or the people of, you know, the Caribbean or people of Puerto Rico or anybody else is any worse than anybody else. I'm not going to say that about the Texans either. But I know when we as a people don't keep the commandments of God, I'm just telling you right now, he'll use the weather oftentimes to stir us up in remembrance of him. And my prayer, my hope is that we remember him and don't need the, I don't know what you want to call it, the hostile shakeup. Now, Rick Scott declaring a state of national emergency for all 67 counties. Again, I get it, but I'm a little concerned that everybody's going to be begging the feds for money and Donald and the Congress are going to cave and promote socialism. It's not yours to give, folks. But I guess southeastern Idaho and northern Utah, Kurt, having a series dozens of earthquakes going on. Did you see this?
No, I didn't.
You didn't feel the world rocking and rolling while you were sleeping, did you, Kurt?
No.
Neither did I. So, but anyway, they're reporting that there's a cluster of earthquakes, dozens of them, northeast or southeast Idaho, northern Utah, and I haven't noticed them. So maybe we're just not north enough in Utah or something.
Yeah, we're not sensitive enough to it, I guess.
Yeah, we're just kind of belligerent and unawares and such. Anyway, I found that
interesting. I've been called insensitive before. So,
yeah, what's the big deal with that, huh? But again, I submit to you that I'm not going to point at the people of Idaho and Utah as necessarily wicked. I'm not, you know, saying, oh, because these people did this, then they get that. Or I'm not saying there's a direct one-to-one relationship in these things. But again, earthquakes in diverse places, storms and weather and upheavals and, you know, all these things usually are used by God, ladies and gentlemen, to, you know, make sure that we focus on what's right. By the way, Senate candidate Judge Roy Moore's in the news, and he's planning to challenge the status quo if he's elected in November, Kurt, including this. Listen to this. You ready? Roy Moore says he intends to seek out impeachment of judges, even U.S. Supreme Court justices, when they, quote, overstep their constitutional bounds, Kurt. Now, isn't that anecdote or a suggestion you and I have had, a solution, an accountability reality check, if you will, that you and I have been talking about for literally decades? Judge Roy Moore might just push for it to become a reality, Kurt. I would pray for that.
Well, I mean, imagine using the Constitution and, you know, making sure judges are serve as long as they have good behavior, and if not, impeaching them. As far as I can tell, that's keeping the law, Sam.
Amen to that. Imagine Sam and Kurt knowing the law, you know, focusing on the law, and then the good honorable judge coming on our heels and saying, yeah, good point, guys. Anyway, bright minds think alike. Now, Kurt, I'm going to tell you that Donald plans to give a raise to federal employees. He's going to give the feds a 2% pay raise in new plan. Now, before you get too critical of the Donald, he's doing it in an effort to stop a massive pay raise from going into effect. Now, here's where I believe the Hegelian dialectic is used against us so brilliantly over and over, and we just fall for it. So what you got is, the, you know, by default, or whatever you want to say, they put these, you know, congressional pay raise increases or these federal government pay raise increases all kind of on autopilot to just increase, 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 increase. And then what they do is they vote in kind of emergency voting to hold down the automatic increases. But Donald putting together a plan just to raise it 2%, which they now claim is not enough, and the battle's on for the Donald 2% raise versus the massive raise that's on autopilot versus the kind of mid-range raise that congressional bureaucrats might work on and pass. But Kurt, option C, or the option that you and I would call for, not even on the table. What am I talking about? An actual decrease in expenditures, Kurt. In every case we're talking about, it's an increase. Donald wants to increase the least. But you and I would vote for an actual decrease, wouldn't we, Kurt?
Well, we could maybe tie it to something like this. Well, we'll give you a raise as soon as you restore honest money. And, you know, we eliminate the IRS. And we, you know, I mean, we follow the Constitution. In other words, you get your job done the way it's supposed to be. Then, hey, I'm for... In fact, you get an automatic increase by having honest money.
Say something like, we'll chop your salary in half, but we're only going to have you work one quarter of the time. What do you think, Kurt?
Well, yeah, and then you can, you know, participate in the real world out there, you know, where they make the big money. You don't have to be...
Well, Kurt, if they got paid half, they'd still be making 90 grand a year. That's like over double what the average American makes anyway already, even if I cut it in half.
That's a good point. Yeah.
And if we had them working a quarter on, you know, Congress, I mean, they don't work very many days as it is. How many days a year do they work on the average?
The essential ones or the non-essential government employees?
I'm talking about, you know, I don't know. That's hard to say because I don't even know what that means, Kurt. I'd rather focus on maybe the constitutional ones versus the unconstitutional ones. And I submit the constitutional ones work most days out of the year. And rightfully so. Because you want to know why, Kurt?
Yeah.
Because it's constitutional.
Wow.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
All right. Anyway, I guess the California governor is going to collude with the Russians, Kurt. Did you see this?
California governor going to collude or be in collusion with the Russians.
Yeah, go look that up. Say California governor collude with the Russians on Google and see if it comes up. I have you do this from time to time because I want to see if they're blocking the stories or if they allow them to come up. You know what I'm talking about? And speaking of, you know, kind of emergencies or whatever else, you got the earthquakes in Utah and Idaho. You got the storms battering the coasts. California Governor Jerry Brown declares a state of an emergency for the Los Angeles County area on Sunday because they had the largest fire in the city's history raging out of control. Finally, they say they got it under control. So that's good news. Kurt will give you details on Jerry Brown in seconds. Is he colluding with the Russians, folks?
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. It's being reported that one of Amazon's big computer servers containing thousands of files about customers or people who have worked for Amazon or even in classified security jobs, well, that server may have been hacked. This could amount to a major security breach endangering numerous people's lives. People put at risk include some of the CIA, NSA, and Secret Service. Also exposed are names of foreign nationals who may be working for that agency group, the server company, that had the information breaches blaming another company. Have you noticed what a bad summer it's been for Hollywood? The movie industry is struggling, the worst period in years. News releases are not producing any returns at the box office. the returns have been so dismal that the stock of many movie theater companies is tanking. There are many theories floating around about the cause. Some say competition, such as Netflix, causing people to stay home. The other major factor could be high movie theater tickets. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. If you want a win-win opportunity for patriots, we present a solution. GiveMeLibertyFund.com.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Utah, you skip stones.
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Jerry Brown colluding with the Russians, writes Breitbart. Google so far not blocking the Breitbart story. That's good news, huh, Kurt?
Well, that's as long as you enter in those exact words. See,
oh,
in my opinion, what if...
Oh, you mean they're manipulating it so you don't get it unless you know what to look for, huh?
Well, yeah, I would bet that... You know, the average individual's not going to hear about this. Like, how many times have they heard about, you know, Trump's so-called collusion with the Russians?
So you mean that one of the top Democrats in the biggest state of the union, the most populous state that had election fraud and everything else, colluding with the Russians, and you don't see that top billing like you did Donald, huh?
I mean...
Interesting.
If a tenth of the... Of 1% of the people ever hear about this, I'll be surprised.
Yeah, because you got to have Breitbart, and then you got to have Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live, bringing it to you. That's just how we roll, though, folks. But what's the details? Why are they saying he's colluding with the Russians, Kurt?
Well, it says California Governor Jerry Brown is flying to Vladivostok. Now, I'm sure I said that right because I know Russian. Anyway, he says he's flying there for an economic cooperation conference. Sounds
so let
like
me get that right now. So, look, wait a minute. The Donald just, you know, thought maybe I'll build some things in your country or whatever, and they're saying that proves ties to the Russians during his campaign and all that kind of stuff. Now you got the California governor literally flying to Russia to meet on economic cooperation and involvement, and that doesn't even hit the news, Kurt?
Sam, remember, he who owns the media makes the rules.
And that's why we bring this to your attention, ladies and gentlemen, because it just shows how dishonest, what a double standard these people are perpetuating with their lies, Kurt. Now, between you and me, I don't really have a problem with people, you know, trying to have economic relations with Russia, Kurt, do you?
No, in fact, I even recommend that as much as possible. The reason I do is I think that's one way to have, I mean, to be friends with people.
Oh, diplomatic type ties and relationships. So we're not beating up Jerry Brown for trying to meet with people to, you know, create strengthened economic ties and you know, have relationships of trade and diplomatic reality and build relationships of trust and friendship. We don't have any problem with that. The reason that we point out the story is because they're just beating the Donald up for that every day. And now one of the biggest of their own, not just thinking about building something in their locale, but literally flying to Russia as an elected official, literally meeting with the Russians. Now, I have a relationship with Russians, and I have them work on some of my software. They do a tremendous job. They're great people. As we highlighted on yesterday's program, Lou Rockwell and our buddy Lowell Nelson and others bringing this out, and we're bringing it out too. I don't have a problem with the Russians, okay? And the people are good. My problem is this double standard they're perpetuating. So Jerry Brown can literally fly as an elected official to meet with the Russians for economic ties. But yet Donald Trump can't even, like, blink at him as a candidate, or he's in trouble. What gives with this, Kurt? I mean, you know, somebody's got to call a halt to this con game somewhere.
Well, yeah. Good point, Sam.
But, and what about the foundation the Clintons ran and all the foreign ties and donors and everything they had there? See, that's not being covered at all.
Well, I mean, the Clintons are, the friends of the big media.
All right, well, there you have it. Just thought we'd highlight that hypocrisy, to say the least. We don't have a problem with Jerry or Donald or anybody else trying to reach out to the Russian people for economic advancement. That's, you know, that's a good thing.
Yeah, for any other reason, you know, just talking with them, being friends, pals, hanging out, you know, that's a good way to have friends, you know, like they say, what, win friends and influence people.
Well, and if they have evil intent towards us, maybe if we're kind and we lead by example and friendship and the spirit of cooperation and kindness, maybe they'll change their mind, Kurt. Now, I know some would say, well, Sam, your naivete is just, you know, on full display. But I would submit to you that we can get a whole lot more oftentimes with honey. By the way, do you think Kurt could sell honey to the Russians? What do you think of that idea, Kurt?
Well, I do know this, that guys in like Latvia and Lithuania and other places like that sell honey to America. You can even get it on eBay, you know? I mean,
well, then there's no reason you ought not sell honey to the Russians, Kurt.
Well, I agree.
You know. All right, the Hollywood or Hollywarped movie industry is in the news, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, they're sad because they're saying they're just worried about their bottom line. I don't know, you got any recommendations for them, Sam?
Of course I do, Kurt.
Oh.
All you got to do is just play statistician for a minute.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is research and find out what are their best blockbuster movies. I guess this big story is about Hollywarped, and they're worried because they're not really receiving the cash. The box office just not bringing in the dough like they hoped. It's just not delivering with the movies they're putting together. And so they say the Hollywood movie industry is in a downward spiral. And so as we play statistician, Kurt, we find out that the movies that do the best are the movies that are like rated G or PG or maybe, you know, PG-13 at the most or whatever. And they're usually family-oriented films. They usually, you know, have a good guy and a bad guy. So there's a villain to create drama. There's a little bit of romance and love, but doesn't cross the line into perversion. And, you know, you find that those family-friendly films, those Dove Seal-type movies, well, Kurt, bar none, if you study history and study statistics and study reality, you find out those movies do the best, bar none. And so if I were to give a recommendation to the Hollywarped folks that are in a, quote, death spiral, so to speak, I would say, why don't you step back from your perversions and why don't you deliver some solid family-friendly films? And if you do that, I have a feeling that your, you know, box office receipts will go up and you'll start to realize appropriate revenue for your efforts there. And, you know, the second thing you should do, you should back off on your psychotic lawsuits against, say, VidAngel and other like-minded quality organizations. Because, you know, guys like me don't like your filth and your smut and your perversions, but I'm willing on occasion to watch movies and pay you for movies, even though you got all that garbage in them. If I can own the movie and filter it out myself, I'll even do that. But when you shut down VidAngel so that I won't even take a chance on your perverted movies, then you lose on all fronts. But if you really want to do it right, you know what? Quit suing VidAngel. Let them sell your movies to good, honest people like me that might filter them but would watch them. And do your very best to put together family-friendly films in the first place. And it'll be fantastic. You'll watch your financial future become restored. What do you think, Kurt? My two ideas are make family-friendly films again, like Walt Disney did in the days of old, and then quit being so hostile to VidAngel and others that are trying to give us some kind of a decent entertainment viewing opportunity. If they would do those things, back off of the VidAngels of the world, and then put together some family-friendly filming, I think Americans would forgive them. What do you think of that?
Imagine that, Sam.
Feast for solutions, Kurt.
You know, the only, those are the great recommendations, and I wholeheartedly agree. Imagine if they actually, at least here in America, they could actually, you know, be pro-American and pretend to at least love the country and, you
have
know,
another
try
idea
to work
for
solutions, that kind of thing. I mean, just imagine if Hollywood even did something like that.
I have another idea for them that could help, wow. Kurt, just because I'm in a spate of ideas in this incredible think tank called Liberty Roundtable.
Yes.
You know, both Leonardo DiCaprio and Sandra Bullock have pledged $1 million each of their own money to help out with Harvey. And so has
yeah,
Ellen
even
DeGeneres.
Old, yeah, that's right. Good
right.
Point.
What about the Hollywood leaders? Why don't they donate a bunch of cash like Dell did, Kurt? And Donald Trump
I
did.
Haven't
and
heard
so
about
many people.
Them doing
Hollywood
it,
could
you?
Put a couple of billion in.
Well, I mean, I sure haven't heard about it.
What if
them,
they released a press release that says, listen, you know what? Our finances are in the tank. It's such a sad scenario. We don't want to melt down. We've decided we're going to make a series of, we're going to invest big in family-friendly filming. We're going to help out to the tune of $1 billion for Harvey. And we're going to lay off VidAngel. We're going to just cancel the lawsuit and say, you know what? Good, honest Americans have the right to filter the movies. And what if they did all that in a press release, Kurt? You think it would turn around there? It might be, what's the opposite of a boycott, Kurt?
A boycott?
Maybe that would happen to those folks. What do you think, Kurt? Do you think Christians might be pleased with those kind of moves? Just saying.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, we're talking about Hollywood. We're giving them solutions to the problems they've faced. They're facing what they call economic doldrums. Hollywood movie industry in downward spiral. And we think if they were to put together some family-friendly filming, if they were to lay off VidAngel, and if they were to help with Hurricane Harvey, they might get enough publicity to turn things around, Kurt. It would be a financial windfall. Because I think the American people, especially the Christians, one of the biggest voting blocks in the world, or in the United States, literally would forgive them quickly if they were to make some moves like that. And I think those are really, you know, you get a bunch of free publicity when you go ahead and help the Harvey victims and help with hurricanes, whether it's Harvey or Irma or earthquakes in the mountain regions or whatever disaster, the fires in California. I mean, they could help with so many things. They could say, listen, we're going to put $250 million into the fire help, into the earthquake help, into the Hurricane Irma help, into the Hurricane Harvey help. And, you know, we just love you, and we want to give back to the people that have watched our movies for so long. And in the era of bringing back Walt Disney in a more innocent time, bringing together Americans from all walks of life, we're going to put together some family-friendly filming, and we're going to lay off VidAngel and others that are just trying to allow you to have a safe, moral viewing experience. And just imagine what could happen for the Hollywood folks, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Sam. I mean, imagine if they were like our friends instead of seem to be like our enemies in so many cases.
Amen to that. I mean, all right. Well, anyway, enough of that, but that's the solution, if you ask my humble opinion. All right. John Kelly, Kurt, the White House chief of staff, the former general, is hiding daily caller stories from Donald Trump now, writes Alex Favor. And I guess President Donald Trump wants to know where his daily caller articles are, according to a Friday report from the New York Times.
Wow, I mean, imagine that.
See, the Donald knows the new media has taken center stage with the Daily Caller, Breitbart, Liberty Roundtable Live, and many, many, many others. WorldNet Daily, just to name a few, DrudgeReport.com. And Kelly has started to, quote, put in controls to restrict the kind of information that reaches President Trump's desk. Now, I guess Kelly can't stop Mr. Trump from binge-watching Fox News. They say that's the primary source of Trump's information gathering at this point. But they say Mr. Trump does not have a web browser on his phone, and he relies on aides like Bannon and others to give him the new media stories. This is a meltdown, Kurt, if you ask my opinion. The question is, will the Donald stand for it? Will they be able to shut him down and control the information he gets to the point where he won't be able to do good with the new media taking center stage, Kurt? Or what do you think is going to happen on that score? Is Kelly going to shut down the Donald? Isolate him from the people and from what really matters most? If so, they can eventually. And that's the reason that I think the new media needs to take center stage and why Kurt and I are so big on the media, on the radio. Look, you can't be responsible for the information that you never get, can you? I'm afraid that they're about to isolate the Donald with their gatekeeping news controls, using the former general as their stooge to carry out the dirty deed against the president, Kurt. What do you think? Am I overstating this?
Well, you know, it's, at least in my opinion, it's always the case, whatever an individual accesses, the information they access or the people that are around them, they'll become part of that kind of group or that kind of thinking. I would suggest maybe the Daily Caller and all the other guys that want to you know, at least connect with President Trump, that they consider, you know, an avenue that at least that he's pretty well familiar with. You know, Twitter might be a good way. Now, I don't know that they can put a whole article that way, but at least they could tweet, you know, the main part of the articles, I guess.
Maybe yeah, you know, and a lot of people are tweeting and trying to include the Donald in the tweets. And what they're trying to do is get Jack Dorsey and others to take Twitter away from the president. And Jack says, no, I believe in free speech. So that battle's hot. They've tried to take away Donald's Twitter account or restrict who he can tweet to and some of those kinds of things. That has not been successful yet either. But again, Kelly's just getting started. I think Kelly needs to be fired, Kurt. Look, since when do we believe in restricting the amount of information that the president can decide to access? And if you, do you ever remember in history, Kurt, where we said, look, we got to shut down the president? And here's the interesting thing. You and I would say, no, we don't really remember that happening. But they say that this is just bringing Donald in line with all other presidents.
All the more reason to not have him in line.
Exactly right. All the more reason to say, no wonder Donald's able to take up some of the beliefs that we have. No wonder he's able to look at the news and make up his own mind as to which stories are truthful, which stories are full of error, which stories have the American historical viewpoint in mind and which ones don't. And no wonder he's so refreshingly attacking the gatekeeping media because he's able to get information from outside and able to make up his own mind. And it's interesting to me that, you know, why are they afraid of information getting to the president, Kurt? Because then they can control the narrative. If the president can get what he wants, he can decide what's truth and error on his own. This is something where we believe this is the most critical point. Americans can't really be that responsible for their country going down the tube because they don't get the information necessary to save it, oftentimes. Anyway, President Trump wants to know where his Daily Caller articles are. Good for you, Donald, but you better push or you're going to get isolated and schnookered and then they'll sick the IRS after you and absolutely take you down. You better maintain that link to the outside reality check, Donald. Please, I beg of you. This is not an attack on the president. This is a you better keep your feet on the ground. You better be savvy because the swamp critters are trying to muzzle you right now, my friend. Do not let them do it. Please. All right.
Sam, a quick question for you. You know, on this DACA thing, apparently he promised to end the program as part of his campaign. Is there a way around, you know, this whole thing where he could end that program and then, you know, basically make it so that those individuals who merited entrance
the answer
or whatever.
Yes, and that's exactly what he should do. What he ought to do is end the program and say, the reason I'm ending the program is because it creates a no man's land. It creates a second-class citizen reality for some of these good, honest, innocent Americans who have helped build the American dream. They came here as innocent little children. They're not responsible for growing up in a country. They don't know what to do. They've been forced into no man's land by bad government policy forever. And I'm going to fix it. So I'm going to abolish the program. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to say anybody who came here as a child that's not responsible for coming here and anybody who is not a criminal to date, I'm going to work on fast-track citizenship for, Kurt. Now, some would abuse me saying that I'm pushing for amnesty. You can debate it any way you want to. I don't want to get caught up in these buzzwords that tend to trip people up. I want to focus on the reality. If you came here as a youngster and you're not responsible for coming here, and then you grow up here and you don't leave, even though you're illegal because it's the only land you know, and you know English and you know Spanish and you work hard and you build America and you're not a criminal, it's our policy that's to blame. And so I submit that we ought to shut down DACA. And we got to find a way to make these people tax-paying, promoting American citizens, especially if they're not criminals. Now, if they're criminals, they ought to be deported immediately, Kurt, to the country of their origin and say, you know what? I'm sorry that you don't have a country to go back to since you came here as a kid, but you're not responsible when you were a kid for breaking the law. You are responsible for your criminal activity, though. So we need to be very clear about rewarding those who are innocent and protecting those who are innocent. And being hardcore against those who are criminals and evil and drug traffickers and the like. And so I would submit to you that we could end DACA today, push for appropriate fast-track citizenship for the innocent that are not criminals. We could vet each one of them, give them a small fine for being here illegally. There is a penalty. We got to have a penalty of some kind. But at the same time, making it possible for them to stay. Look, your employer could help with that. In fact, let's repatriate a ton of the money so there's plenty of injection into the economy while we do this. Let's not make it a burden on anybody. But let's keep families together. Let's reward innocence. Let's provide solutions to not have a second-class undertow citizenry that is not really a citizen. They're an undocumented citizen or illegal alien is what I would call it. But they mix those words all up, creating kind of this second class. It's almost like slaves in America. Let's reject all that. And let's shut down DACA because it creates this no man land of deception and manipulation. Let's change our policies and reward innocence and penalize criminals. And let's update our laws to be fair and equitable, treating people as God-given sons and daughters. And let's say that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator, and let's make that equitable. And let's do it today. What do you think of that proposal, Kurt? I don't want to be the guy that just has no solutions. That's against my religion.
Good point, Sam. I like him.
Fair? You think it's honorable, or do you think I'm just an amnesty guy and to be thrown out of the country for trying to back illegals? See, I don't back illegal activity, but I think our policy is more to blame than good, honest children that came here without any harmful intent at all. You can't blame these children, can you, Kurt? Now, you could say you could blame their parents.
Doesn't make sense to me.
If their parents aren't criminals, they're in a little bit worse of a situation because they broke the law to get here and to bring their children here. But that's a far crime from being a criminal. Who can blame somebody for wanting to come and have a better life and possibly have a better future for their children? Can you blame people for that desire, Kurt? I don't think so. All right, we're going to find out what Donald's going to do in just over an hour. Right after we get off the air, we'll have to visit that detail tomorrow to see what Donald really does. But I pray he listens to Liberty Roundtable. I think we've just given him the solution on so many fronts. We've helped out Hollywood. We've helped out victims of all kinds of disasters. We've given guidance to the President of the United States. I mean, this has been an award-winning broadcast of epic think tank solution-oriented opportunities, if you ask my humble opinion. But, of course, I'm probably, a little biased, I guess. But nevertheless, LibertyRoundtable.com. Share all the broadcasts with your friends. Help us out in every way, including financial. LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure.